بله، من اکنون از خانم سلماز و دوست سخنرانمون دعوت میکنم. سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، آقای مارک با پاکی از کشور انگلیس می باشند. ازشون دعوت می کنم سخنرانیشون رو شروع بفرمایید. خب خانم سلماز و آقای مارک. Hello Mark, you can start your share.
Thanks Ali. Hi everyone, my name is Mark, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi Mark.
I want to say thank you for Ali inviting me to speak. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to speak with you guys, regardless of the language barrier for me. And you know, thanks to Sol for her efforts tonight and being the translator for me.
من مارکی الکلی هستم. ممنونم از علی که منو دعوت کرد به این جلسه و ممنونم از خانم سلماز که برای من ترجمه میکنه و خیلی عالیه که علی رغم مانع زبان مختلفی که داریم ما میتونیم با هم دیگه ارتباط داشته باشیم.
Thanks. And my sobriety date is the 4th of September 1999. I have a home group. It's the London by the Book Speakers group. If any of you guys ever find your way to London, at whatever point, come see us Thursday, 7:30 p.m. You're most welcome. We'd love to have you. Because there's one thing I understand in Alcoholics Anonymous. You never know who you're going to meet and when. I had no idea I would be on a Zoom or an equivalent meeting speaking to you good people about my alcoholism in a completely different country. Who knew?
من تاریخ هوشیاریم 4 سپتامبر 1999 و جلسه خانگیم لندن بای دی بوک سپیکرز که ساعت 7:30 شب در لندن برگزار میشه و هر وقت که هر کسی از اونجا رد شد حتما بیاد به اون جلسه. ما نمیدونیم هیچ وقت تو این برنامه با کی ملاقات میکنیم و کجا میریم و من هرگز فکر نمی کردم که من یه وقتی میام و با شما تو ایران صحبت میکنم.
I love alcohol. I love the effect it produced. I felt strange in my own family from a very early age. I never felt like I fitted in, even with three brothers. I always believed, as I was number three, if I was number one, two, or four, my life would have been completely different. I never even felt like I fitted in my own family at a young age.
You were the number three brother? من عاشق الکل بودم و عاشق اون تاثیری که الکل بر من میگذاشت و هیچ وقت من احساس نمی کردم که سر جام هستم و من پسر سوم بودم در خانواده و همیشه فکر می کردم اگه اول دوم یا چهارم بودم شرایطم با اینی که سوم بودم فرق میکرد و احتمالاً سر جام میبودم.
When I first drank alcohol, I was 8 years old, and I was always in trouble, even as a kid. And with three brothers, I was the only one that would bring the police, the authorities, the school, or anybody else to my parents' house because of my trouble. And my first drink was a stolen can of beer from a neighbor's garden.
من 8 سالم بود که اولین بار مشروب خوردم و من تنها بچه‌ای بودم که توی اون خانواده پلیس و مسئولین و مدرسه و همه رو می آوردم به سر وقت پدر مادرم و مشکل ساز بودم و اون اولین مشروب رو هم دزدیدم از یک You stole it from who?
The neighbor. The people in the house next door.
از همسایه‌مون دزدیدم.
I was 8 years old, stole my first beer, and I drank the beer. I didn't drink alcoholically from that point, but when I drank that beer, something shifted in my mind, in my perception. It changed something in me that I was never experienced before.
من اولین مشروبم 8 سالگی خوردم و از همون بار اول مثل یک الکلی نخوردم ولی از همون بار اول یک چیزی در درون من تغییر کرد و طرز نگرشم و همه چیز شروع کرد به تغییر کردن.
When I say it changed something inside of me, let me explain. I was afraid of everything. I didn't feel like I belonged. I didn't feel a part of. And I believed that nobody ever wanted anything to do with me. And I have no idea where these thoughts or these ideas came from. They were just there from a very young age. But when I drank beer that day, all of that slipped away. I felt taller, better looking. I could get on with the other kids. And I felt connected. That's what alcohol did.
Yeah. من حالا میخوام بهتون بگم این تغییری که روی من گذاشت چی بود. تغییری که گذاشت و اون تغییر نگرش من این بود که من همیشه یه بچه بودم که میترسیدم، احساس میکردم تعلق ندارم به هیچی و عضو جایی نیستم، هیچ کس نمیخواد هیچ کاری با من داشته باشه و من اون مشروبی که اون آبجویی که دزدیدم و خوردم یهو احساس کردم که قدم بلندتره و خوشتیپترم و از همه لحاظ بهترم و این اون تغییری بود که در درون من الکل ایجاد کرد.
I'm going to steal something one of my sponsees usually quotes just to describe what alcohol did for me. It made me feel like John Wayne and John Travolta all in one. Invincible.
John Wayne.
John Wayne, yeah, cowboy.
Yeah, و ایشون میخواد از یکی از سخنانی که یکی از رهجوهاشون به کار میبره استفاده بکنه که من وقتی مشروب میخوردم میشدم جان وین و جان تراولتا، غیر قابل شکست. حالا این دو نفر، دوتا یکیشون یک کابویه و یکیشون هم یک هنرپیشه خیلی معروف هالیووده که این دوتا رو با هم احساس میکردن و جوشون و غیر قابل شکست شدن و نفوذ ناپذیر. Like a Superman.
Like a super. Let's bring it up to date. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Yeah, مثل Arnold Schwarzenegger. یعنی یه مثل اون همچین حسی بهشون دست میداد.
Yeah. So I loved the effect produced by alcohol, and I was definitely going to drink again. And as time went by, some years, I also believed that there's something was going to change the way I felt. You know, this nut in my stomach, and I had no idea what that was going to be, but for some reason believed. That at some point it would be a girlfriend, a partner.
و خب من علاقمند شدم به مشروب خوردن و میدونستم که بالاخره من دوباره مشروب خواهم خورد و میدونستم درونم که باز چیزهای دیگری هم خواهد بود که من احساس درونیم رو تغییر خواهد داد. در یه مقطعی فکر میکردم که یک همراه و دوست دختر میتونه این حس و حال رو تغییر رو به من بده.
So when my girlfriend arrived at the age of 16, I grabbed her, like not literally, but I wasn't letting this woman out of my sight. I believed that she'd fix whatever was wrong with me. I did everything excessive and compulsive, all or nothing. That's the way I lived.
و وقتی اولین دوست دختر من اومد، من 16 سالم بود و من واقعا حسابی چجوری بگم متمرکز شدم روی اون بیش از حد و فکر میکردم اون همه ایرادای منو داره برطرف میکنه و همه اون کمبودهای درونی منو داره برطرف میکنه و من خیلی بیش از حد به هر چیز میچسبیدم، یعنی یک جور رفتار وسواس و اجبارگونه، صفر و صد، همه و هیچ.
That lasted maybe a year, and then the feeling of separation came back, and so did drinking, and so did alcohol, at an accelerated rate.
و اون حس یک سال تقریبا با من بود، ولی بعد دوباره بعد از یک سال علی‌رغم وجود دوست دختر بازم اون احساس جدایی اومد و من مشروب دوباره به زندگیم برگشت و نوشیدن مشروب من خیلی اوج گرفت.
We got married, we had two children, and things went from bad to worse. My drinking became increased, and the wreckage as a result of my drinking fell on the two children and my wife, ex-wife.
و ما ازدواج کردیم، دو تا فرزند به دنیا آوردیم که مسائلم شروع کرد از بعد به بدتر شدن حرکت کردن و همه اینا یه جورایی روی بچه ها تأثیر می گذاشت و اینطور ادامه پیدا کرد.
I began to drink in the mornings. I drank every day. I drank and drove my car. Alcohol was taking over.
و من شروع کردم به صبح خوردن، نوشیدن مشروب و رانندگی کردن در هنگامی که مشروب خورده بودم و کم کم مشروب دیگه داشت کلن منو کنترل میکرد.
I was arrested many times through drinking. I crashed my car more than once through drinking. And caused many arguments and wreckage in the home through drinking.
و من چندین بار دستگیر شدم به خاطر رانندگی کردن با هنگام مشروب خوردن. چندین بار تصادف کردم، ماشینم رو داغون کردم و چندین بار در دعوا و مشاجراتی شرکت کردم که به واسطه مشروب خوردن من بود.
I knew something was wrong with my drinking. It was evident. But despite that, I was powerless to do anything about it. I was in its grip. Regardless of the pleas from my wife, my children, my employers, family, they all addressed my drinking. But regardless, was unable to stop.
من میدونستم یک ایرادی وجود داره با مشروب خوردن من، کاملا مشهود بود، ولی من در چنگالش اسیر بودم و با وجود اینه که همه همسر سابقم و همه به من اینو میخواستن نشون بدن، من قدرتی نداشتم که بخوام مشروب رو ترک بکنم.
I had no idea I was dealing with alcoholism. I had no clue that I was never going to be able to drink normally, and despite that, would desperately try to drink like normal drinkers, but of course failed every time.
من خیلی تلاش میکردم که مثل یک کسی که مشکل الکلیزم نداره مشروب بخورم، مثل یک مشروب خور عادی، و امید داشتم به این موضوع، ولی هر بار شکست می‌خوردم.
I had no idea that I was suffering from a physical allergic reaction to alcohol. Unlike normal drinkers who can drink safely, I was unable to drink safely. I first got that information from the doctor's opinion in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous.
من نمیدونستم که من یک آلرژی بدنی نسبت به الکل دارم و با آدم‌های عادی که مشروب می‌خورن متفاوتم، و اولین بار اینو وقتی که توی کتاب نظریه یک پزشک رو خوندم باهاش روبرو شدم.
I had no idea that I was completely powerless over the obsession to pursue alcohol, to continue drinking regardless of even the desperate desire not to. Was going to drink anyway.
و نمیدونستم که نسبت به اون وسوسه فکری که دارم کاملا بی قدرت هستم.
My children were not a good enough reason to stop drinking. Leaving my wife and family was not a sufficient reason to stop drinking. In fact, when I left my wife and children, I actually thought that this was perfect. Now I can drink without interruption.
و بچه‌های من دلیل خیلی قانع کننده‌ای برام نبودن که مشروب رو کنار بذارم و حتی وقتی همسرم و بچه‌هام رو ترک کردم این هم باز دلیل خیلی قانع کننده‌ای برای ترک مشروب من نبود و تازه فکر می‌کردم چه عالی من حالا بدون اینکه کسی مزاحمم بشه به راحتی می‌تونم مشروب بخورم.
My drinking continued in this outrageous way, and I'd left my wife and children, and things began to get even worse now that the brakes were off, if you will, and it was completely out of control.
مشروب خوردن من ادامه پیدا کرد و من همسر و بچه‌هام رو ترک کردم و دیگه اینجا میشه گفت مثل ترمز ماشین یک ماشین ترمز بریده شدم.
I was introduced to AA in the first instance through my employer and the treatment center. Now they arranged for me to attend. I desperately wanted to save my job. I'm not entirely sure I was desperate enough to stop drinking. That wasn't my desire, but I was scared.
من اولین بار توسط کارفرمام به AA معرفی شدم و به یک مرکز ترک الکل، ولی خب خیلی میترسیدم و نمیدونم که آیا آماده بودم که واقعا بخوام ترک بکنم.
I stayed sober for 4 weeks in the treatment center. It seemed to be working. The longest I'd been sober up until this point was probably a number of days. So I put my entire hopes that the professionals would fix me. As a result, they introduced me to the meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous. Unfortunately, after 4 weeks, I began to drink again.
و من 4 هفته اونجا در اون مرکز ترک الکل بودم و ترک کردم و فکر می‌کردم که خب اینا حرفه‌ای هستن و دیگه منو درست کردن. و اونها منو معرفی کردن به الکلی‌های گمنام، ولی متاسفانه من در این مقطع دوباره لغزش کردم و نوشیدم.
If you ever find yourself in treatment, they're wonderful people. They try and help. However, after 4 weeks of sobriety, I continued to drink for another 5 weeks. So I went to AA meetings of an evening. I went to treatment during the day, and I drank after the meeting every night. That's not the way to go through treatment.
و بعد از 4 هفته که من در اونجا بودم، من 5 هفته مشروب می‌خوردم. یعنی اینی که من صبح می‌رفتم به اون مرکز، بعدش به جلسات AA می‌رفتم و شبا هم مشروب می‌خوردم.
So I'm not an alcoholic that stayed sober. From when I arrived in AA, it took a little while for me to get sober. But after 9 weeks, the treatment center asked me to leave. Clearly, I couldn't stay if I was continuing to drink, and so they asked me to leave. That was my last day, touch wood, one day at a time to this, my last day of drinking.
و بعد از 9 هفته دیگه از من اون مرکز سمزدایی خواست که دیگه اون محیط رو ترک بکنم و برم، چون نمیتونستم با اون منوال ادامه بدم و اونجا باشم و خدا رو شکر بزنم به تخته که من از اون روز دیگه اون آخرین مشروبی بود که نوشیدم تا امروز.
What happened the next day was what I described for me as reaching bottom, and our literature and our fellowship described bottom. And the best description for me is I was scared of continuing to drink the way I was, but just as scared at the idea of not drinking ever again. and I didn't know what to do. And so I turned to a friend who was in the meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous and asked for his help.
و من این موقع بود که به تای کف خط به کف خودم در اصل رسیدم و اینجوری میتونم بگم که من اون موقع میترسیدم از این که ادامه بدم به مشروب خوری و همینطور میترسیدم از این ایده که بخوام کلن مشروب رو کنار بذارم و اونجا به یک دوستی تماس گرفتم.
My friend Terry told me to come to his house immediately, which I did. That was the 4th of September, 1999. He took care of me, he fed me, and that evening we attended another meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous.
دوست من تری به من وقتی من بهش زنگ زدم فوری گفت بیا خونه من و اون روز روز چهارم سپتامبر 1999 بود که ایشون به من غذا میداد از من مراقبت میکرد و با هم دیگه رفتیم به یک جلسه.
I heard everything that was said in that meeting, despite 9 weeks of meetings and remembering nothing. Something clicked. I guess bottom had arrived, and I was actually aware of some hope, which I wasn't aware of before, certainly when still drinking in the meetings.
بعد از 9 هفته من اولین بار بود که در اون جلسه یه چیزایی رو میتونستم بشنوم. و انگار یه چیزی درون من تغییر کرده بود. انگار یه کورسوی از امید درونم داشت می اومد و یه چیزی درونم عوض شده بود.
Many things were suggested. Find a sponsor. Work the steps. Get into the middle of AA. And try and apply the principles that were on offer here. I'd like to tell you that's exactly what I did after coming back into the meeting sober. But that's not the case.
Okay. به من اونجا پیشنهاد شد که راهنما بگیرم، قدم کار بکنم و وسط AA باشم و فعال باشم. و دلم می‌خواست به شما بگم که من همه این کارا رو کردم ولی خب این در رابطه با من اینجور نبود.
I didn't pick up a drink. I was sober, but progressively going more and more insane as a result of not applying the 12 steps into my life.
من مشروب نخوردم ولی اون کارا رو انجام ندادم و روز به روز در حال رفتن به سمت دیوانه شدن بودم به خاطر اینی که هیچ کدوم از اون راهکارهایی که بهم پیشنهاد شده بود رو انجام نداده بودم.
That lasted about 4 years and I went literally crazy sober. And the unmanageability in my life was still taking place because I wasn't drinking, that's great, but I wasn't applying the spiritual way of life to my principles and my life in any regards. And so I truly hadn't tapped into the solution that was an offer in Alcoholics Anonymous beyond sobriety.
So you tapped into it, or?
I did not. No, I did,
oh,
not,
did not
take
no.
full advantage. I was simply sober and nothing else.
من مشروب نخورده بودم 4 سال ولی تبدیل به یک دیوانه پاک بودم فقط. یعنی هیچ کدوم از اون ابزارهایی که در اختیارم گذاشته شده بود رو استفاده نکردم تو اون 4 سال.
Many people told me putting down alcohol was the beginning, not the end. Many people told me it would be a good idea to get a start in the steps and the program in action. And it was at 4 years that I was desperate enough to do just that.
و خیلی ها به من گفته بودن که فقط مشروب نخوردن فقط شروع کاره. و شاید خوب باشه که بتونم قدم‌ها رو کار بکنم و من فکر می‌کنم در اون 4 سالگیم بود که به اندازه کافی سرخورده و خسته شدم که حاضر باشم قدم‌ها رو کار کنم.
For me that took place when I met Wayne, my sponsor today, who I believe is speaking at this meeting in a few days, himself. and described that emotional turmoil that I was experiencing sober in his own experience. So he referred to what he went through, and I was able to identify, just as I was able to identify when people described their drinking in the meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous.
و من اونجا با وین راهنمام آشنا شدم که فکر میکنم چند روز دیگه قراره اینجا صحبت بکنه و ایشون از همون طغیان احساساتی که در درونش بود با من صحبت کرد و من باهاش تونستم خودم رو همزاد پنداری کنم و به خودم رو شناسایی کنم، همون جوری که وقتی یک الکلی راجع به طرز الکل خوردنش صحبت میکنه ما خودمون رو باهاش همزاد پنداری میکنیم.
To speed things up, so I began to go through the steps with Wayne, my sponsor, and you know, this began with fully understanding what truly was wrong with me, you know, to understand alcoholism at depth. And he took me through the big book and the 12 and 12, as well as our history book, AA Comes of Age.
و من کم کم فهمیدم که چه یه درک و فهمی پیدا کردم از اینی که واقعا چه اشکالی دارم یا مشکل من چیه، و ایشون با من کتاب بزرگ الکلی‌های گمنام و کتاب 12-12 و الکلی‌های گمنام به بلوغ میرسد رو با هم دیگه خوندیم و مرور کردیم.
It was my sponsor that explained when I took away the alcohol what I was left with, as we refer to as the ism, the ISM, and that is the internal spiritual malady, which was the root of my problem.
و ایشون بود که به من توضیح داد که وقتی که ما الکل رو کنار میذاریم، ما با اون ایزم یا بیماری الکلیزم باقی میمونیم که در اصل ریشه مشکل ماست.
And so he suggested we get on with the steps, which we did, and you know, which brings me to I guess step six, which is my topic tonight. And it's difficult to talk about six without including step seven, because for me they're very much combined as a unit.
و من امشب قرار راجع به قدم 6 صحبت بکنم که به نظر من یکم سختی که آدم راجع به 6 حرف بزنه و راجع به حرف 7 حرف نزنه، برای اینکه اینا یه جورایی با هم در هم تنیده هستند.
With step 6, it deals specifically with the defects of my character, and I love to use the description in our literature as it relates to the 7 deadly sins. And I was able to see these for the first time really going through step 4.
و من در قدم 6 با نواقص شخصیتیم طرف هستم که خیلی برای من جالب بود وقتی که در نشریاتمون دیدم که ازش به عنوان 7 گناه کبیره یاد شده. و من اونا رو تو اولین بار تو قدم 4 خودم دیدم.
Which is interesting, because when I arrived in Alcoholics Anonymous, I would have told you I didn't have any defects of character. I was a nice man.
و وقتی که من اولین بار به AA اومدم، گفتم من هیچ نقص شخصیتی ندارم. من یه مرد خیلی خوبی هستم.
I was shocked to see just how they literally were about everything I did, you know, everything I did related to some kind of defect of character, and as I say, some sort of shortcoming. And so seeing this clearly in step 4 and discussing them in step 5 gave me a better understanding before going into step 6.
و من یک جورایی تعجب کرده بودم از اینی که اینا رو دیدم که توی قدم 4 به خصوص و وقتی که تو قدم 5 با راهنمام راجبشون صحبت کردم، این چیزهایی که در من ایراد داشت رو دیدم و اون موقع آماده شدم که تو قدم برم وارد قدم 6 بشم.
Step 6 states that humility, willingness to actually have these removed was an interesting fact, because my sponsor explained to remove something wasn't necessarily to extract it and take it away forever. What he kind of explained was that working through these steps and using the tools available to me, I could reduce the effect that these defects would impact in my life.
و در قدم 6 ما با این تمایل روبرو هستیم که در ارتباط با اینه که این نواقص شخصیتی ما جا به جا بشه، مثل این نیستش که از درونمون بیرون کشیده بشه، فقط اینا کنار زده میشه.
I had no idea that with step 6 and 7 in fact, there was very little text in our literature on these two steps, and so there wasn't actually a practical application like step 4 with written work, like step 5 with discussion with a sponsor, but more about the identification of a fact that these will be taken care of when I get to steps 10, 11 and 12.
و من نمیدونستم که واقعا قدم 6 و 7 اونقدر راجبش مطلب وجود نداره توی ادب، توی نشریات ما، و مثل قدم 4 و 5 که دقیقا میگه چی کار بکنید. و فقط من این رو فهمیدم که در قدم 10 و 11 و 12 ما بیشتر به قدم 6 و 7 مون میپردازیم و اونجا بهش رسیدگی میشه.
It was kind of easy to see my defects of character being taken care of in the grand sense, because all through my life I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, I'm a thief, I manipulate people, I stole from people, I affected people's well-being, their emotions, I upset people, I came into your life like a tornado. I'm a taker by nature.
بله، برای من که یک دروغگو و خیانتکار و یک دزد بودم و کسی که دائم میاد و شما رو گول میزنه و آسیب بهتون میزنه و ناراحتتون میکنه و فقط یک گیرنده است نه دهنده، خب شاید آسون بودش که فکر کنم که اینا قراره تو قدم‌های دیگه بهش رسیدگی بشه.
So to not do those things was the first kind of wave. But really for me steps 10, 11 and 12 take care of the lesser defects. Because they can still become active in my life despite knowing that I have the defects in my life. The only reason they become removed, if you will, is the action I take using the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous.
و تنها چیزی که توی قدم 10 و 11 و 12 علی‌رغم اینی که من میدونم یه سری نواقص رو دارم میتونه باعث بشه که اونها واقعا از جلوی راه من برن کنار و ریموو بشن، اینه که من اون قدم های دیگر رو وردارم و اصول 12 قدم رو پیاده بکنم.
In our big book it talks about after step 5 taking down our book, taking an hour to review and read step 6 and 7 in the paragraphs, and to move straight on to step 8. There's very little time. In fact, it's 1 hour allotted or suggested to step 6 and 7 because I was reassured that we would be taking care of those through 10, 11, and 12.
و توی کتاب ما میگه توی کتاب الکلیای گمنام که بعد از اینکه شما قدم 5 رو خوندید یک ساعت وقت بذارید برید اون 5 قدم اصلی رو اول رو مرور کنید ببینید چیز رو از قدم انداختید و بعدش هم فقط یک ساعت وقت داده در از که شما قدم 6 و 7 رو انجام بدید و وارد قدم 8 بشید چون قراره که بعدن تو قدم 10 و 11 و 12 به اون 6 و 7 به طور مداوم پرداخته بشه.
It was suggested I get into action and move on to the next inventory, as I said. The thing with action is it requires effort and willingness on my part, which brings me to my deadliest defect of character. I thought it was pride, I thought maybe it was anger, but in fact it was sloth. Because I will literally put off the work that will save my life until tomorrow.
و این منو میبره به قدم 8 که دوباره یه قدم عمل کرده و اون نوشتن اون ترازنامه است و احتیاج داره به تمایل و تلاش از طرف من و من اینجا با بدترین نقص اخلاقیم و کشنده ترین نقص اخلاقیم طرفم که من فکر میکردم عصبانیت یا غرور در حالی که هیچ کدوم از اینا نیست و تنبلیه که باعث میشه اون چیزی که واقعا برای زنده موندن من اساسی و مهمه رو من انجام ندم و به روز بعد بیندازم.
Excuse me. My sponsor explained, I do not simply have the power to remove my defects of character because I would like to. The only way that they are removed is through the power that I became connected to, which is only possible through the action and the efforts on my part. So without Alcoholics Anonymous, without the steps and the tools, my defects of character are very much returned and restored back to their original form and make my life becomes extremely unmanageable again.
و با اینکه من خیلی فکر ممکنه دلم بخواد که با قدرت خودم نواقص اخلاقیم رو برطرف کنم ولی واقعا این نواقص اخلاقی من فقط از طریق یک نیروی برتری که من به وسیله اصول برنامه و انجام مرتب برنامه و قدم‌ها وارد زندگی من میشه اون نیرو میتونه نواقص اخلاقی من رو کنار بزنه و اگر که من به طور مرتب این برنامه رو انجام ندم روزانه نواقص من دوباره فعال میشه و زندگی من کاملا غیر قابل اداره میشه.
Which is why he explains that time is of the essence now that I've acknowledged my defects and my shortcomings through step 4. I've discussed them with him through step 5. And now I actually just take time to contemplate the power that's going to be needed through the remainder of the steps to actually address those defects. Not Mark.
بله و در اصل من تو قدم 4 و 5 اینا رو میبینم با یک نفر دیگه در میون میذارم تو قدم 6 و 7 یکم راجبشون فکر میکنم یا مشاهدهشون میکنم و در اصل من اونا رو با کمک خداوند فقط ابرازشون میکنم و اون خداونده که اونها رو از من میگیره و کنار میزنه از وجود من. من فقط کارم اینه که اونها رو بهش یه جورایی اشاره میکنم.
So, more aware of how they manifest in my life arms me with the necessary insight to be able to spot as and when these defects become apparent. Even today, I can, you know, be greedy to the point where I will literally hide chocolate from my kids because I don't want to share it with them.
خب این آگاهی منو یه جورایی مسلح میکنه به اینی که میدونم وقتی اینا پیداشون میشه به هر حال من آگاه هستم از نواقصم وقتی که پیداشون میشه که من باید یه سری کارهای دیگر رو توی برنامه انجام بدم تا ازم گرفته بشه و این آگاهی خودش خیلی به من کمک میکنه و حتی امروز ممکنه اون طمع من یه جوری سراغم بیاد که من از بچه هام بخوام شکلات ها رو قایم بکنم که خودم تنهایی بخورم.
I'm still envious. If you buy a new car and it's better than my car, I want your car. You should have my car, if that makes sense. These are still things that come up in my mind, that come up in my thoughts. My sponsor importantly reminded me I'm not responsible for my first thought. That's a natural response to a situation. That's my nature. I understand that today.
و هنوزم ممکنه من اگه ببینم یه کسی یه ماشینی بهتر از من خریده من دچار حسرت بشم و دلم بخواد که ماشینمو باهاش عوض بکنم و اینا تو سر من میاد و به افکار من میاد و من راهنما بهم گفته که من در مقابل اولین فکرم مسئول نیستم.
But I'm glad as a result of step 6 to understand that a degree of willingness on my part is necessary to time out, not act on that first thought, not act on that first idea, and actually then move on to the tried and tested tools and process that I've been given through Alcoholics Anonymous to arrest that thought.
و در هر صورت به وسیله قدم 6 اگر من یک کمی تمایل از سمت خودم باشه اون لحظه که اون فکر اولیه میاد که من در مقابلش مسئول نیستم چون این ذات منه من فقط یک زمانی میخرم و روی اون فکر اولیه عمل نمی کنم و اون روند کار الکلیای گمنام رو انجام میدم تا اون فکر رو زندانی بکنم و دستگیرش کنم.
My life goes a lot smoother for me and everybody around me when I practice these principles and arrest to the best of my ability these defects of character and in turn their shortcomings. And I've mentioned before that ultimately takes place through 10, 11 and 12th step. So I don't have the power necessary to arrest them on my own. I need this process if I wanted to continue to develop and grow.
و زندگی من به مراتب نرم روونتر و آسونتر میشه برای من و اطرافیان من وقتی که من این اصول رو رعایت میکنم و این نواقص اخلاقی من دائما یه جورایی دستگیر میشن و اگر من بخوام که این کار رو انجام بدم از طریق قدم 10 و 11 و 12 به طور مرتب سعی میکنم در حال پیشرفت و رشد باشم.
My daily practice is to meditate in the morning and I review my evening and see just how well the day went and what I get to do is carry these principles into all of my affairs during the course of that day. It's only through that practice that these defects of character are greatly reduced in my life and the lives of people around me and so the misery I have been relieved of hugely to the best part.
و من کاری که میکنم این که صبحا مراقبه میکنم و شبها روزم رو مرور میکنم و تمام روز سعی میکنم این اصول را در تمام امور زندگیم رعایت بکنم و تا حد خیلی زیادی اون دردها و رنجها و بدبختیها از زندگی من و از من اطرافیان من کنار رفته.
And I have Alcoholics Anonymous to be grateful for just that. My life today is infinitely better that it was when I arrived. I have a freedom beyond physical sobriety that I never knew was possible. And that's important if I want to maintain the defense against that crazy idea that a drink will solve or be useful in any situation in my life ever again.
و زندگی من به طور بی‌نهایتی تغییر کرده و من یک آزادی پیدا کردم که به مراتب بالاتر از فقط مشروب نخوردنه و این رو من مدیون الکلی‌های گمنام هستم. I didn't quite get the last sentence that you got, the defense.
Defense as in like the ability to stay away from alcohol, a defense.
و به من یک فرصتی داده شده که بتونم از الکل و اون لیوان اول دور باشم. قدرت دفاعی به من داده شده.
I'm just mindful of the time as well, so I think it's getting close. I'll just kind of wrap up and say this, that I live a free man greatly today, and that's only been possible due to Alcoholics Anonymous. And what I've been freed of is that bondage of self, you know, this complete inability to emotionally cope with anything in my life, and always reverted to drinking alcohol. To be free of that is miraculous.
و من امروز یک مرد آزاد هستم و اینو مدیون الکلی های گمنام هستم چون من از اسارت نفس رها شدم و امروز میتونم با همه چیزهایی که از نظر احساسی برام پیش میاد روبروشم و برخورد مناسب رو بکنم، همه اون چیزهایی که یک زمانی باعث میشد من مشروب بخورم و این واقعا یک معجزه بی نظیره.
And just to finish then, back to step 6, my defects of character, when they're active in my life, I'm separated from you, I'm separated from the needed power, and so as a result I'm separated from any development and growth. So it's important that I know what they look like, I understand how they're active in my life, and even more importantly I understand the tools available in order to arrest them.
و وقتی که این نواقص اخلاقی من فعال میشن، دوباره من از شما و از اون نیرو جدا میشم، همینطور از پیشرفت و بهبودی دور میشم. بنابراین خیلی مهمه که من آگاه باشم که اونها چجوری هستن و چجوری تو زندگی من خودشون نشون میدن و از همه اونها مهمتر اینه که وقتی پیدایشون میشه این نواقص اخلاقی من، چطوری با استفاده از اصول الکلی های گمنام باهاشون روبرو بشم.
Thank you for letting me share. Thank you, Ali. Thank you, Sol. And thank you for AA Tehran meeting.
Thank you. By the way, your sponsor was Wine B.
Yes.
I know him.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you really for coming to Iran and speaking for us.
Privilege.
Merci, tamam shod.